some announcements from Apple overnight, and he'll share them with us. Good morning to you, Richard.
Yeah, morning, Lee. Morning to all the listeners out there. Yeah, Apple did make quite a few announcements overnight.
And what sort of announcements did they make for those interested? They come on a regular basis, don't they?
They do. So what they do, it's the Worldwide Developers Conference, and what they do is they make all the announcements for the new operating systems that are going to come out round about the iPhone release time in September. So they announced iOS 16. At the moment, we're on iOS 15. The big question everybody always has is, will my phone or device take iOS 16? Hate to tell it, if you've got an iPhone 6 or 7, you'd need to start budgeting for a new phone, because these are only going to apply for iPhone 8 or later.
Okay.
So, and just remember, iPhone 8 was released in 2017. So, you know, you've had 5 years, which is far longer than you get on Android devices. Well, I've got to point that out. Some of the key features, Lee, updates to messages on there. Users can edit or recall recently sent messages, recover recently deleted messages, or mark conversations unread so they can come back to them later. Really great feature. New tools for mail. You can schedule emails ahead of time. You're even given a moment to cancel delivery of an email before it reaches a recipient's inbox. You've got 15 minutes, so if you've said that wrong thing, you can drag it back. It will say if you've forgotten to include an important part of the message, such as an attachment. The new operating system for Macs, people, they've got Apple, love this. It's called Ventura. They always pick a part of California which when they name all their operating systems out there. If you've got an iPad OS 16, lots of new productivity and collaboration features. One thing I really like that they've announced, they're introducing a thing called Safety Check. Now, this is a new feature. It's designed to help individuals in an abusive relationship quickly and safely end sharing all their passwords, location, and more with their partner. Really great idea. And I think, you know, other operating systems will take that on board. Remember, all of this isn't released until September. Also unveiled a new MacBook Air as well as a new MacBook Pro. The MacBook Air is their super thin, super light laptop out there. And the MacBook and comes with 20 hours of battery life. It's not bad, is it?
No, that's great. So rounding it off, pretty good key features there from
September. Very good key feature for September. But again, I really like that safety check for people with abusive relationships.
That is a good one. Ideal. Now, yeah. Facebook accounts. If those listening this morning have had Facebook accounts hacked, well, the bad news is you may never get it back.
Yeah, there's a story going around at the moment. I get calls on this every week. There's an exercise physiologist, Emily Cords, and, you know, she decided to access Facebook Marketplace, discovered she was logged out of a Facebook account. Her login credentials no longer worked. Her password recovery process also failed to send a verification code. Then she noticed the primary email address associated with the account was no longer hers, confirming she'd been hacked. So the person in control of the account had enabled two-factor authentication. That's the key to everybody listening. If you've enabled that, you're fine, but she'd never done it. And that's why she lost her account. They then started sending out spammy ads on her account, which led to her account being suspended. So what she then has to do is she contacts Facebook. She's got a 30-day period to contest the suspension decision. Now, if Facebook doesn't hear anything with that time period and people ignore this, the account is disabled.
Now, Richard, the problem is, though, you can't find anyone to chat to about that situation to help sort it out.
No, you can't.
No.
You fill in your online form, you know, and all the, you know, for it, but you're not going to get an answer back. She's had this account for 15 years.
Wow.
Any media she's stored on that is also gone as well. I urge people, there's a part in there about a security check on Facebook. Go through it, give them your mobile phone number, and you won't fall into the same trap as, you know, as poor old Emily did, because, you know, so many people lose their Facebook accounts every week.
I bet you there's a lot of common situations just like that that you just explained this morning, so which is not good. Now, Safari has crossed 1 billion users, but in saying that, it still sits far behind Google Chrome in popularity.
It does. 1 billion sounds a lot, doesn't it, Lee?
It is a lot.
Yeah, but let's throw in that every iPhone, Mac, and everything out there is the default browser on there as well. It does sit behind Google Chrome. Google Chrome actually have 3,378,000,000 and the extra users on behind that as well. Microsoft Edge has actually surpassed Safari, the second most popular browser, 2 billion users on there as well. But remember, it's just installed on you know, every iPhone and Mac out there. Google Chrome is way in front of every other browser out there. I know people like using Firefox out there as well. Some people really do love Firefox, but it is way down the list now. And remember, Google are trying to do everything they can to protect you.